This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's been a steady stream of news since the midpoint of the pandemic, I'd say, about the moment that organized labor is having. Higher profile, more organizing, lots going on. Also, this, the number of workers on strike since the beginning of the pandemic has been climbing, up almost 50% last year from 2021. That's according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is on that one.
The ebbs and flows of worker power generally move with the ebbs and flows of the economy. Harry Holzer is a professor of public policy at Georgetown University.
It tends to be cyclical that in a stronger economy, workers are more willing to walk off the job.
Workers know they have more bargaining power.
The employers need them more. It's harder to hire replacements.
That was certainly the case when businesses reopened during the pandemic, and it's still mostly the case now. And that pandemic piece, well, Holzer says it was strike motivation. COVID made a lot of essential workers feel unappreciated, and a lot of workers in general feel burnt out. Plus, many people are rethinking the role of work in their lives.
I think a lot of people came out of the pandemic feeling like they didn't necessarily want to take the usual guff.
Meanwhile, public support can bolster worker confidence to move forward with a strike. While union membership rates have been steadily declining, a Gallup poll from last year put Americans' approval of labor unions at more than 70%.
Which is the highest it's been in decades.
Paul Clark is a professor of labor and employment relations at Penn State. He says union support is strongest among Gen Z, who are up to 26 years old. They're now aging into the workforce.
So what you see in the labor movement today is an influx of young workers, much more diversity, and this brings energy and enthusiasm.
Energy and enthusiasm that can ripple beyond unions, says Margaret Poydock, a policy analyst at the Economic Policy Institute.
So, you know, if there are unionized workers who are going on strike and they get their demands of increased wages or certain benefits, research shows that unions do have spillover effects.
In other words, if a big airline or retailer or restaurant chain improves working conditions or increases pay, other companies in those industries may follow. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.